Welcome to Just a Minute. Nicholas Parsons, and as the minute waltz fades away, once more it's my huge pleasure to welcome our many listeners in this country and around the world, but also to welcome to the program four distinguished, exciting, dynamic personalities who are going to display their ability with words and language, verbal dexterity and knowledge as they talk on a subject that I give them, and they try and do that without hesitation, repetition or deviation. And those four are, seated on my right, Tony Hawkes and Justin Morehouse, and seated on my left, Josie Lawrence and Dave Gorman. Please welcome all four of them. Seated beside me is Sarah Sharp, who's going to help me keep the score. She'll blow a whistle and the 60 seconds have elapsed. And this particular edition of Just a Minute is coming from the University of Derby. Let's begin the show with Justin Morehouse. Justin, the subject in front of me is the people you find in a student bar. 60 seconds starting now.
The people you find in the student bar tend to be nice students. I was so looking forward to coming here. I told my mother, I said, I'm off to Derby. She said, the home of...
Josie challenged.
Two saids.
Yes. I said to my mother, I said, I'm off to Derby.
It's going to be like that, is it?
Sorry, audience, those are the rules of the game. It was a correct challenge of repetition, so Josie, you get a point for a correct challenge. You take over the subject. There are 52 seconds available. The people you find in a student bar, starting now.
People you find in a student bar many years ago used to be me. I was always in my student bar. I would drink a pint of lemonade with two drops of Angostura bitters in it, and one of those, well, I can't say the name, but they're a spicy sausage in a green packet that are usually very angry. That's what I lived on. But today, if I was at Derby University, I would walk into the student bar and, oh, my Lord, look who's here. It's Nicholas Parsons on the stage. You don't really expect to find that kind of person in the student...
Justin challenged.
A little hesitation.
A little hesitation. So you got back in on the subject, taking it away from Josie, and you've got a point, of course. You have 23 seconds available. The people you find in a student bar, starting now.
I wasn't worried about the people that I'd find in the student bar. My mother said...
So, Dave, you have a correct challenge. You have 20 seconds. Tell us something about the people you find in a student bar, starting now.
I would divide the people I find in a student bar into two, were it not for the fact that dissecting people is illegal.
Justin, challenge.
A repetition of the word people.
It's in the title.
I know.
Just to remind our listeners and our audience, you can repeat either the subject or words that are in the subject, but, of course, nothing else. Right, so incorrect challenge, Justin. Another point to Dave. 12 seconds, David. Have you ever called you David?
Only my mother when she's telling me off. And so it kind of strangely works very well when you do it, Nicholas.
Oh, Dave, you're so lovely.
Oh, no, you've just ruined it now.
12 seconds. Dave, 12 seconds. The people you find in a student bar, starting now.
So instead, I will categorise them in three groups. There are, of course, students. There are also people...
Justin challenge.
Repetition of the phrase, there are.
There are. There are, there are. Right. If you clap every challenge, I don't think we'll ever get in the show. Justin, a correct challenge, and the 6 seconds still available. The people you find in a student bar, starting now.
The people you find in a student bar in Derby will be...
Tony, challenge.
Repetition of Derby.
Yes, you mentioned Derby before.
I'm here.
But you can't repeat it in just a minute. So Tony's got him...
When he said don't applaud the challenge... Honestly. Don't replace it with absolute stony silence.
Yeah, you don't need to go to the other extreme.
Mutter, Tony Hawkes is very good, isn't he?
I mean, a clever challenge. Now, yes, that's fine. Right, Dave, you wanted to say something.
I'm challenging the audience because they keep clapping and that's repetition.
Right, OK, Dave, good point. Can't give you a bonus points for it, but 2 seconds for you, Tony, on the people you find in a student bar, starting now.
There is absolutely no reason...
In this game, whoever is speaking when the whistle goes gains an extra point. On this occasion, it was Tony Hawkes, And he and Dave Gorman and Justin Morehouse have all got 2 points at the end of the round. Josie's got one, which you're probably aware of, so I don't know why I'm saying it. Dave Gorman, would you begin the next round? The subject is how to spot a genius. 60 seconds starting now.
There is one surefire way of spotting a genius on a BBC radio stage, and that is by looking at the...
Tony Charles.
I think I'm going to get booed for this. Repetition of B.
BBC. It is the old one that yeah. often comes up. 54 seconds on how to spot a genius, starting now.
One of us on the panel is undoubtedly a genius. It's not good enough to go up to someone and say, what are 9 sevens? Because if they say 63, that's no proof that they're a genius. You have to set a harder task. Sometimes throwing a stick a long way away from them and seeing if they fetch it.
That was a repetition of long, long, long way away.
Long way.
Did I say long,
no,
long?
No, he did. No,
a long, long way, I think he said.
Did I? What a ridiculous thing to say.
Especially in just a minute. Yeah. Dave, 38 seconds for you on how to spot a genius, starting now.
I've spent a great deal of my career spotting geniuses by hosting...
Justin Challenge.
I'm having a guess. Is it Gene Ike? Like in a lump?
No, you can say geniuses.
You can say geniuses. Dave, another point to you. 34 seconds, starting now.
In the British Broadcasting Corporation light entertainment format that I present, a show called Genius, in which members of the public are given the forum in which they can present ideas... Oh.
Josie Chan.
Two in witches.
Yeah. Two in witches, yes.
There were two presents as well, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
One challenge is enough. 22 seconds for you, Josie, on how to spot a genius, starting now.
Geniuses are notoriously difficult to spot. I once went on a genius safari.
Tony Challenge.
I don't know. I wanted her to have another point.
Oh, you're wriggling out of it now. An incorrect challenge. Josie, 17 seconds. How to spot a genius, starting now.
I got in the Jeep with my guide and we were going around for ages and suddenly an apple fell on my head and there, up in the acacia tree, was Sir Isaac Newton.
Dave Charles.
Well, I think a deviation, because an apple doesn't fall out of an acacia tree.
Yes! No! I'm not having that. When I was on this genius safari, he had them in a basket on his lap.
You have the benefit of the doubt. I am protecting you here. I'm sure wherever the apples came from, someone threw it up, it fell down, and they were trying to prove the theory of gravity. And you have another point, and you have 7 seconds. How to spot a genius, starting now.
Then we went down to the waterhole, and there was Galileo with his friend.
Hesitation.
No! So she has another point and 2 seconds on how to spot a genius, starting now.
But the best way to spot a genius is to sit.
So Josie Lawrence will then speak to Lewis Owen, gain that extra point, and she now has taken the lead ahead of Tony Hawks and Dave Gorman and Justin Morehouse in that order. Josie, we'd like you to begin the next round, too. The subject is vintage. Tell us something about that subject, vintage, in this game, starting now.
I went into a shop the other day. I was so surprised. There were lots of garments from the 1980s in there, many of which I find still in my wardrobe. The young girl came up to me and said, "This is a vintage shop." I was mocked.
Dave Challenge.
Repetition of shop.
Yes, you went into a shop
you're
at the
right.
beginning. Yes.
Yes, I did.
So, Dave, a correct challenge. 46 seconds. The subject is vintage, starting now.
Some things improve with age. I'm thinking of wine and cheese and radio presenters of panel shows. Just a minute. Wonderful things that as they...
Justin Challenge.
Repetition of the word things.
Yes.
36 seconds for you, Justin, on vintage, starting now.
The veritable proof that vintage presenters are excellent hosts of panel shows is Nicholas Parsons. He's amazing. He's kind. He's generous.
Dave Challenge.
I know it's only a small word, but it was he's. There were three of them in quick succession.
I know, there were three quite close together.
Did you like hearing it, though, Nicholas?
What's that?
Did you like hearing it?
I know. I want you to go on, actually.
Well, you're the judge. Dave's
know,
pointed that out.
I fair just within the rules of just a minute and say, Dave, another point to you. 27 seconds on vintage, starting now.
When I was a boy, my father drove a Rover 100 automobile, a car of some vintage. We were embarrassed as children, my brothers Jonathan, Richard, Nicholas, Jason, and Sean, and I all...
Tony Challenge.
Repeat who your brothers were.
Jonathan, Richard, Nicholas, Sean and Jason.
I'm over 100 wouldn't fit all those people in.
That's Tony. Why we were embarrassed. Yeah. Two of them were on the roof rack.
Tony, it was a clever challenge, but it wasn't within the rules of Just a Minute. So we give you a bonus point because we enjoyed what you did. Dave, you have a point because it was an incorrect challenge, and you have 12 seconds starting now.
As an avid viewer of the Antiques Roadshow, I've always been impressed by the valuations given, especially for vases of a particular age that are always...
So Dave Gorman was then speaking as a whistle win, gained the extra point. He's now moved into the lead ahead of Josie Lawrence and Tony Hawkes. We'd like you to begin the next round. And the subject is the society I would most like to join. There are a lot of societies up here in the University of Derby, but talk about the subject in any way you wish, and 60 seconds starting now.
The great thing about university are that there are so many societies you can join, and I saw a magnificent sign as I came in here for the Pole Dancing Society. I thought, what a wonderful way of spending a Wednesday afternoon writhing up and down against a silver thing hanging from the ceiling, and a chance to impress your people in the student bar later. Perhaps they'd think you were a genius if you were really good at it. Who knows? And I would certainly join that society given the opportunity. Also, I'd like to join a society which...
Dave Challenge.
No, it's incorrect, because I think join is in the title, isn't it?
It is. Yes, I apologise. It's in the title, so he can repeat it. All that happens, he gets another point. An incorrect challenge. And he has 28 seconds to continue on the society I would most like to join, starting now.
I am something of a dreamer. I would love to join a society that was free of greed. Oh, my goodness, wouldn't that be wonderful if we could all walk... I haven't finished yet.
There
you go.
That was a repetition of wonderful.
Yes, there was too much wonderful there. It would be wonderful,
but
unfortunately, you can't repeat it in just a minute. 18 seconds for you, Dave, on the society I would most like to join, starting now.
The society I would most like to join is the Polite Society, but when I ambled up to their offices and said, "Oi, what about it?" they said, "No, you're not really our..."
Justin Challenge.
Repetition of the word set.
Yes, I said, and they said, right. Well, listen, Justin, 7 seconds you have on the society I would most like to join, starting now.
Being a rotund chap, the Cafe Society is the one I would most like to join. Every day.
So, Justin Morehouse will then speak as the whistle went. Gained that extra point, but he's still in third place, just behind Josie Lawrence and Tony Hawkes. And in the lead still is Dave Gorman. And, Justin, we'd like you to begin the next round. The perfect date. Tell us something about that in this game, starting now.
The perfect date is the first one you taste on Christmas Eve. Freshly...
Josie Lawrence.
I pressed my thumb against the thing by mistake. Which is part of my perfect date. Sorry, Nicholas.
That's all right. Josie, what we'll do is give you a bonus point for the way you wriggled out of your mistake. And Justin gets a point because he was interrupted, and he has 55 seconds, the perfect date, starting now.
The image I have of that very first fruit as it's unwrapped on that Michaelmas...
Tony.
Was there a hesitation?
There was a hesitation.
Do you know what the hesitation was for? I'll be honest with you. I was thinking of myself as a young boy in my gym jams, enjoying that first date.
But you couldn't think of another word.
And then Josie popped in my head. My Christmas innocence evaporated up the chimney from when Santa Claus... If I'd have carried on like this, I might have got a point. Yeah.
Absolutely, I should save it if I were you. You might get back in again. 48 seconds. Tony, the perfect date, starting now.
The perfect date would be a walk in Derby through Riverside Gardens.
Justin Challenge.
No. Hesitation. I know the perfect date in Derby, and it's 2-for-1 at Zanzibar. A walk in the park. What are you from?
Well, I'm
some kind of British
Justin,
film.
Justin, maybe to you, a date at the Zanzibar Club here in Derby would be the perfect one, but to Tony Hawkes, his perfect date is a walk along the where's it, Tony?
Riverside Gardens.
Riverside Gardens. So he's we're all entitled to our own perfect dates, aren't we? Tony, yours is an incorrect challenge. Another point to you, 43 seconds. The perfect date starting now.
On the way to the Zanzibar Club.
Just a new challenge.
That's technically a deviation.
Why?
Because I know full well, as we all do, that Tony has an exclusion order from the Zanzibar Club. Which is why he has to walk around the gardens all night, while the rest of us normal people get on with two for one night.
I never said I was on this date. I said
you
it
did?
Was... No, I said the
perfect date for me.
Did I?
It doesn't matter whether you did or not, Tony.
No,
it was an incorrect challenge.
Incorrect.
40 seconds, Tony. The perfect date starting now.
And as the Italian dark figure goes by, perhaps buy a rose. And then a lunge, a kiss. Perhaps go back to their...
Josie, challenge.
Perhaps he said that.
You
before.
Said perhaps before, right?
I can't remember. I've been rambling for so long.
26 seconds on the perfect date, starting now.
My perfect date would be a date, any kind of date. I haven't been taken out for nigh on 10 years now. No man ever.
Tony, challenge.
What are you doing later?
Go on, give Tony a
bow with me.
Tony, a bonus point for his interruption and his comment. But Tony, Josie was interrupted. It was incorrect. Josie, another point to you. 17 seconds. The perfect date starting now.
But if someone did take me a court in my
Justin, challenge.
Repetition of the word take.
Take, yes, if somebody would take me
out
of
the date. Oh, gosh.
Yes.
They turn so quickly, don't they?
So, Justin, at last you've got in. And you've got 15 seconds on the perfect date starting now.
At last you've got in was the refrain from My Perfect Date. We were stewing for hours to get in Zanzibar.
Josie, what's your challenge?
I'm going to be picky, but he did say in twice.
Oh, no.
Well, he's been going at me.
But I'm not going to allow the challenge because it was a bit picky, as we said. So, no points scored. 7 seconds still with you, Justin. The perfect date starting now.
Some time ago, I was talking about my perfect date, the one I had at Yule time. Oh, gorgeous!
Well, Justin Morehouse will then speak as a whistle when gain the extra point is very good. They're all almost equal as we go into the next round. Dave, the art of studying. Good subject here for university. Tell us something about it in this game, starting now.
The art of studying could best be summed up as truly being the art of pretending to study while getting away with everything else you possibly can. The students who I always thought were the best at this were those who were studying art.
Justin, challenge.
Repetition of the word best.
The best way to do it. And now he's saying the best. So, well, listen, Justin, 45 seconds are still available. The art of studying starting now.
Never mind the art of studying. What about the studying of art? I often find myself in galleries...
He's quite big, but he's not two. I often find myself...
I have more than one personality, Tony.
What is your challenge with
that? Deviation.
Why?
Deviation from the English language. I mean, he's only one person, and he said, I often find myself.
But he did say in galleries, and there could be a sculpture of several of him in a gallery.
Or a mirror.
Right. Tony, correct challenge, 37 seconds. The art of studying starting now.
I often think, why do you need to do exams in the first place? All this pressure on studying when all it is really is some kind of test of whether you have the application to do it in the first place. I advise all the students here not to turn up. The art of studying is dead. The time has come for us to write. I'm finished.
Justin, new challenge again.
Deviation.
Why?
From the panel game to some kind of scholastic Nuremberg.
18 seconds, Tony. The art of studying starting now.
Or perhaps go up to your little room, flick on the light, open the book at page 10, always skip the first bit, dull, and then begin to take in information that will change your life perhaps forever.
Josie, challenge.
To perhaps.
Yes, you did perhaps before. Right, well done. Well, listen, Josie. And you've got in with 5 seconds to go on the art of studying starting now.
The art of studying lies in preparation. Go to the library, get out your pen.
So it's still pretty close. Tony's just in the lead ahead of Josie Lawrence, and they're 1 or 2 points ahead of Dave Gorman and Justin Morehouse in that order. And Josie, we'd like you to begin the next round. And the subject is role play. Tell us something about role play in this game, starting now.
I'm an actress, so I'm used to playing many roles, from Kate in The Taming of the Shrew to the back end of a cow. But my favourite kind of role play usually...
Dave, challenge.
Well, I thought she was just going to say role, which is not in the title, but she said say role play, so I thought there was a repetition, but there wasn't.
Well, I'm glad you explained it, because it didn't mean a thing. Right, OK. Incorrect challenge, Josie. Another point to you. 47 seconds. Role play starting now.
Takes place with an audience of just one. Only last week I found a young, handsome cove hanging from the rail in my wardrobe.
Tony, challenge.
I thought you hadn't been on a date for bloody ages.
Between role play and going on a date.
Mm. Besides, we weren't on a date, I was just in her wardrobe.
Yeah. All right, fair enough. Right. Tell us more, I'm eager.
Another point to Josie, 38 seconds. Josie, role play starting now.
I'd forgotten completely about him. David had been there since Tuesday, pretending to be a coat hanger. My other...
Justin Challenge.
Sorry.
I don't like the image of Dave hanging from your wardrobe. No, since right. Tuesday.
It's Tuesday.
Well, I do like it, and let her carry on.
Josie, we're still with you.
Are we?
31 seconds, role play starting now.
Doctors and nurses, teachers and students, lions and wildebeests. They've all been to my house for a spot of role-playing. But there is also a serious side to role-play. For example, if you're a salesman who's shy and not very good at selling products to people, you can join a role-play class. There, the person leading...
Justin Challenge.
Hesitation.
No, there wasn't. She was going quite consistently. She was running out of steam. No, I have to judge, was it enough or not enough? I don't think it was enough. She didn't quite hesitate. She was running out of steam, admittedly. 8 seconds still with you, Josie. Role play starting now.
So, Jeremy, you're shy, says the tutor. Yes, I...
Dave Challenge.
Repetition of shy. If you were a salesperson, you were shy
and
difficult at selling.
You're absolutely right.
Well, listen,
right.
Dave,
I
right.
should have kept you in the wardrobe.
Yeah. 4 seconds, Dave, on role play starting now.
It's important to have a safety word so that you know when the role...
Let me give you the situation as we move into the final round. Well, Josie Lawrence is still in the lead, but she's only one ahead of Tony Hawkes, and she's two or three ahead of Dave Gorman and Justin Morehouse in that order. Tony, we're back with you to begin, and the subject's a nice one, seeing where we are in Derby, the Peak District. Tell us something about that subject in this game, starting now.
The Peak District is not to be confused with the Peekaboo District, which is great fun. I've been there a lot. My goodness, childish games galore. However, Yule Grave is a place, I believe, that is in the Peak District. And my mother was evacuated there in the war. That's an interesting fact for you all to take down. Perhaps you could jot it down as your students. And...
Dave, you've challenged.
A repetition of down. Jot down, perhaps you could take it down.
She was taken down, true. Yes. Not down. Well done,
it's
Dave.
True.
39 seconds are available. The Peak District, Dave, starting now.
For every peak, there is a trough, and so I've always wondered why it isn't called the Trough District. But it remains...
Josie, challenge.
Trough. Sorry.
Yes, there's a trough.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Yes. It was obvious, really, wasn't it?
So, Josie, you've got him with 32 seconds to go. On the Peak District, starting now.
The Peak District, a wonderful area of North...
Just in chance.
Now, that was a hesitation.
Yes, I must admit, I am...
Well, I'll tell you what. I gave her the benefit of the doubt last time. Justin, I give you... I must say, you do know how to work this audience here. So you've got 29 seconds on the Peak District starting now.
I love the Peak District. There is the White Peak, there is the Dark Peak, but unlike chocolate, there is no Milk Peak, which is a shame. The Milk Peak would be a fuck.
Yes, repetition of milk.
The Milk Peak. So, Tony, you've got an... 19 seconds available. The Peak District starting now.
Bakewell is a magnificent town. I've been to the theatre there and...
Justin Challenge.
Deviation.
Why?
Bakewell's all right. It's little more than a village. It's not magnificent. It's not. It's nice. It's beautiful. It isn't magnificent.
In this game, everybody's entitled to their opinion about something. 14 seconds, Tony. The Peak District starting now.
If you are in trouble with your studies, perhaps thinking about chucking them in, then get out into the poor hills and climb and do...
Justin Challenge.
Deviation.
Why?
Right. In anybody's context, hills cannot be classified as poor. He said, get out to the poor hills.
Some hills are poor, some are magnificent. I do admire your persistence, Justin, but I'm afraid I can't give it to you.
I can see the scores. I'm so far behind. I'm going for it.
7 seconds, Tony. The Peak District starting now.
Trek your way up, then down. Perhaps stop for a picnic.
Josie Charles.
Sorry, he keeps saying perhaps.
I know he does.
I must stop perhaps. Doing that.
Yes.
After this game's over, I can use
Josie,
it as much as I like.
Point to you. And you have 3 seconds. The Peak District starting now.
Oh, how I long to travel back to the Peak.
Now, I must give you the final score now. They was very, very even and very close. So Dave Gorman and Justin Morehouse did extremely well, and they both finished equal in second place with quite a few points. But what was extraordinarily fair, out in the lead was Josie Lawrence and Tony Hawkes, who are equal in the lead, and so we say you two are the joint winners this week. That's all we have time for. I hope you've enjoyed this edition of Just a Minute. It only means to say thank you to these fine, intrepid and humorous players of the game, Tony Hawkes, Justin Morehouse, Josie Lawrence and Dave Gorman. I thank Sarah Sharp, who's helped me with the score, blown her whistle very delicately every time the 60 seconds elapsed. We thank our producer, Claire Jones. We are indebted to Ian Messiter, who created this amazing game. And we're very grateful to this lovely audience here at the University of Derby in the Student Union, who've cheered us on our way magnificently. We hope we've given them some happy memories. They've given us some. So from the audience, from me, Nicholas Parsons, and the panel, goodbye, and tune in the next time we play Just a Minute!